We continue the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Evan Ezer, Hilchos Pirya Verivya, Halacha Gimel. We're in middle of paragraph Yud Zayin. We're up to the subparagraph. In our versions, it's on page 31, the right-hand column, the bottom paragraph on the page. This halacha is based on a chapter in Likutei Moran, in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 23, which deals especially with the topic of simcha, happiness. And in that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nisal presents a very new, interesting concept about simcha. He mentions the fact that usually most people have problems or tzaras or difficulties or struggles. And even when the person experiences a happy occasion, something happy, what happens is their problems stand on the side. They don't go away. They try to stand on the side and not get involved in the simcha. In other words, when the person's fortunate, they allow the person to have his simcha, to have his party, to have his ice cream, whatever it is, for those 10 minutes or 3 hours, whatever it is, knowing full well that as soon as that momentary simcha is over, they're coming right back in full force. They're there and they're there to stay, supposedly. Rabbi Nizal says that this is hinted to in a pasuk, where the pasuk says, sosoin v'simcho yasigu, that when a person achieves sosoin v'simcho, v'nosu yogoin v'anocha, the yogoin v'anocha, the sadness, the problems, the krechtsing in their life, tries to run away, tries to escape. They don't want to get pulled in and absorbed, you know, or eliminated by the simcha. So they run away to hide in some corner until the simcha will be over, and then they'll come right back and do their thing. Rabbi Nizal says, what we should try to do is, when we see them trying to make a run for it, to grab them and say, you're not getting away. Come here, you. You're going into the simcha. I'm not going to be able to celebrate because I'm forgetting my problems. Knowing my problems full well, even though I have my problems and I'm totally conscious of it, I still have what to celebrate. And maybe I should be celebrating even more than a regular person who doesn't have problems. The fact that I have all of these problems, I have this electric bill that's not paid, and I have this, and my toe that's hurting me, and despite that, my son is getting married. How lucky I am. I'm one of the few people in the world whose son is getting married. I'm going to dance with my toe, with that toe that hurts. I'm going to dance a little stronger on that toe. I'm going to tap dance on that toe a little stronger. And the electric bill, I'm going to hold it in my hand. I'm going to wave the electric bill saying, ha, 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 I'm happy with the electric bill. And Rabbi Nizal says that this is called simcha bishleimus. That shleimus ha-simcha is only when you're able to include the yoga in vanocha in the simcha, not let it stand on the side or anything like that. And he gives, and Rabbi Nelson Zalnik Kutelachas gives a number of examples of this. One major example he gives is a husband and a wife. The Gemara says, Hashori b'lo isha, shori b'lo simcha, that a person who's living without a wife is living without a simcha. What are you, nuts? How do you make such a statement? I have all the simcha in the world. I'm learning 8 hours a day. And the Torah says, Pikudei Hashem Yeshorim Mesamchei Lev. The Torah gives simcha, so I'm happy with that. I'm davening. I go to a shul to daven, and it says, V'simachtim Beveis Tefilosi. So my davening is simcha. I have money in the bank. My refrigerator is full. What are you talking about? I'm lacking in simcha. Rabbi Nizal says, you don't understand that there's male and female, and the male represents simcha, and the woman represents yogoin v'anocha. A woman is naturally drawn down, chas v'shalom, to depression and those things. That's one of the reasons why when the snake wanted to get to Adam and Chava, he knew who to approach first. He knew to approach Chava because she was more vulnerable and susceptible to him. And this is based on Kabbalah. In Kabbalistic terms, male represents the right side, female represents the left side. And we know that the sitrachra, the forces of tumah, the forces of evil, draw their power from the left side, even the holy left side. So that's why the Gemara says, Hashori b'laisha, shori b'lai simcha, that it's only true a person can have simcha before they're married. but it's not shleimus ha-simcha. Shleimus ha-simcha is only when you can take the woman who is yogoin v'anocha, and you can include her in your simcha. She can become part of the man. She become, instead of him being Goldstein and she's Berger, she becomes Mrs. Goldstein. She goes under his wing and she feels secure and happy and everything because he's taking care of her. He gave her a ksuba which says, I am responsible for A, B, C, D, A through Z, everything. I'm gonna take care of you and everything. And he brings her into the simcha. That's simcha b'shleimus. That's shleimus ha-simcha. That's what the Gemara means. And Rav Nosson Sal gives many examples. We had many examples of this. We've spoken about this already in a few shiurim. And then Rav Nosson Sal moved into the topic of music. Because this is also tied into the as. Because simcha is associated especially with negina. We have the pasuk in Tehillim. Alei osor va'alei novel. Alehi goyim bechinor ki simachtani Hashem befolecha. One of the most basic and highest and best forms of simcha is singing and music, song and music. That's called simcha. And the topic of song and music is something that Rabbeinu Zal speaks a lot about in many places in Likutei Moran, about the 10 types of song from which the Book of Tehillim are comprised. And Rav Nosson Zal, in this chapter, addresses it also in a very big way. We started speaking about it in the previous year. We spoke about the fact that when it comes to koil, that there are three types of koil. There's a koil yosher, a koil choizer. Koil yosher means a sound that goes from A to Z, that goes from a source and goes out without encountering any barriers. Person's in a large open area, he's in Bikat HaYarden, he's in the Jordanian Valley, there isn't a mountain for 10 miles around him in any direction, and he starts singing or yelling, whatever it is, the voice, the koil that comes out of his mouth is koil yosher. Whereas, when a person is surrounded by mountains or things, or forest sometimes, there's what's called a koil choizer, an echo. You can have one person standing there, and the person says, hey, and you hear the word hey 20 times or at least 2 times. You hear the hey that he said, and you hear a reverberating hey, an echo coming back as a result of the sound striking some kind of barrier and bouncing back. That's called koil chayzer. And Rav Nosson Zal said there's a third koil, which is the combination of those two. When those two meet, the koil yosher and koil chayzer, that forms a third type of koil. And Rav Nosson Zal wrote here that those who study music, those who know music theory, know exactly what I'm talking about. He's explaining this. And he mentioned that this is tied into Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, this is tied into Chesed, Din, and Rachamim. We spoke about this in the previous year, and now we'll pick up from where we left off. Ki elu hashloisho kavin. Because these three channels that we spoke about in the previous year, which are Yemin, Usmoil, Viemtza, right, left, and middle, which we said were Chesed, Din, and Rachamim, they were Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, if we gave different examples, which are discussed throughout all the Sifrei Chassidus and Sifrei Kabbalah, Heim, Klal, Kol, Hasfirois, Vahamidois. They represent all of the spheros, what's called spheros, and midos. Keser chochma bina, chesed gvura teferes, netzach hoyd yisoid malchus, sheheim eser spheros, of which we know there are 10 of them, shekulam klulim bishloisho kaven elu kiyodua. All 10 of them are included in these three channels. These three, they're either right, they're either in the right, or the left, or in the middle. And this is also the concept of the 10 types of song, which are mentioned in the Gemara and Psachim, in the Zohar HaKadosh, in the first Rashi in Tehillim. It mentions the fact that Tehillim is based on 10 types of Negina, Mizmor, Shir, Lamanatseach, the 10 different forms. And now Rav Nosson says, which are also referred to as Bechinas Shir Poshut, Kofel, Meshulash, Meruba. These are also related to the song that's called single, double, triple, quadruple. This is mentioned in the Zohar HaKodesh and other places. Sheklulim b'shem Havaya, which are all of these things are included in Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, Shehu Klolius Ho'eser Sfirois, which represents all 10 Sfirois. It's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah that the letter Yud represents Chachma, the Koitzoi Shel Yud is the Keser, the first He is Bina, the Vav is the six Midos Chesed through Yisoid, and the final He is Malchus. So that's how Yud Kei Vav Kei represents the 10 Sfirois. The Kulam Klulim B'Shloisha Koilois Hanal. And all of these are included in the three types of sounds that we mentioned earlier. The Koil Yosha, the Koil Choizer, and the Koil that's the combination of both. Sheheim B'Chinas Shloisha Kavim, which represent these three channels, right, left, and center. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Ki ikar shem havaya baruch hu hurak b'china shalosh oisiyos shehem yud kei vav. Because the main part of Hashem's name yud kei vav kei is the first three letters, which are the yud and the hey and the vav. Ki ois revi hu kaful, because the fourth letter, the hey, appears already. It was there earlier. You had the hey in between the yud and the vav. So the hey is a repetition in a sense. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki sholosh oisiyos rishonos yud kei vav shehem shir poshut kofel mishulosh. Those first three letters of yud kei vav kei, which are referred to as single, double, and triple, heim ikar erche hakoilos. They represent the main basic sounds. Sheklulim b'shloisha koilos kanal, which are all included in three basic sounds that we discussed in the previous year, which are koil yoshar, koil choizer, and the combination of the two. Va'achar sheyesh shloisha koilos elu, and once we have these three koilos, sheyesh bohem shinuyim, which have all kinds of variations, azay tzrichin letzareif ulesader ulahari choisam ulechaber mehem nigunim. Then we have to combine and organize and coordinate those three sounds in order to make songs. Here again, songwriters and musicians and people who study music theory, they know this. They know what the basic components of music are and a song, and they know how to work with those basic components, especially today with computers. They can make billions of variations of them to compose all kinds of songs, you know, all kinds of different variations and harmonies and orchestras and everything. Sheze bechinas ois revi'i shebeshem. This process of being able to take the three basic sounds and organize them and coordinate them and mix and match them and everything, that's the function of that last hey of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Sheze bechinas ois revi'i shebeshem. That's the fourth letter in the name Yud Kei Vav, Shehu Ois Kofel, which is a duplicate because we had it already in the first hey in Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ki ois revi'i hu hey kemoi ois sheni. Because the fourth letter of Yud Kei Vav Kei is a hey, just like the second letter was. Ki ois horevi'i einoi koil revi'i, because that fourth letter does not represent a fourth type of sound, because there is no fourth type of sound. There are three basic elements in sound, in koil. Rak bekan maschil tseruf hakoilois, v'chiburam lasis mihem nigunim. But rather, in that fourth letter of Yud Kei Vav Kei, in that K, that last hey, is where the first three letters become united, organized, coordinated, and everything to form different types of songs. Letzorfam ulekololam ulechabram yachad ad asora mine negina, to unite them and coordinate them and combine them and everything until it results in the 10 types of song. Shehin Bechinas Eser Sfirois, which correspond to the 10 Midos of Hashem, Shebohem Klulim Kol HaKoilois, in which is included all the different types of sound, Shehem Klolius Kol HaOilomois, which represent all of the worlds that Hashem created. Because as we discussed earlier in the previous year, we mentioned that the whole Bria basically revolves around sound, around koil. Hashem's way of interacting with the Bria is through koil. The Aseres Hadibrois, Rav Nosson Zal, in the previous year, we brought maybe 10 different psukim that showed throughout the Torah that that's the form of communication between Hashem and the Bria. It says clearly by Har Sinai that we heard the sound, Utmuno Einchem Roim. We don't see Hashem. We can't see Hashem. We can hear Hashem. And we're told throughout the Torah that that's our mission in life. The mission of a Jew is listen. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. V'hoyom shamoya tishmu. The emphasis throughout is on this Shmia. Shebekulam melubosh elokusi yisborach. Because in all the worlds is hidden, is cloaked, Hashem shehu bechinos koilois. Which is the aspect of koilois, these sounds. Shehu bechinas hakelim. These are the vessels. Shehem bechinas hachius v'haneshamois shebekol olamois. And this is all related to the energy, the life force, and the soul of all the worlds. The life force and soul of all the worlds is the koil of Hashem. Ki hakoil hu avir koyodua. Because we know sound is air, A-I-R. V'ho'avir hu chiyus ha'odom. And air is what a person needs to live. Shehu b'chinas ha'neshama, which is what the neshama is all about. B'chinas, as the Pasuk says in Bereishis chapter 7, koil asher nishmas ruach chayim bi'apov. Any person who has a soul which is a spirit of life in his nostrils. So we see that the nostrils, the nose, the breathing, the air, the coil, that is the neshama. That's the soul, that's the chiyus, that's the Hashem that's found in everything. V'chol zeh kolol b'shloisha koilois. And all of this is included in the three basic sounds, Shehem Bechina Shloisha Kavin, which correspond to the three channels that which all the Sfarim write about, by which the Midos of Hashem are displayed. Paragraph Yudches, V'alkein Iker Hanegino Humi Sitra Delivoy Kanal. And now we'll understand also something that we mentioned earlier in paragraph Dalid. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes on to clarify a little more why the Sforim tell us that song comes from Levi. We know the Zohar HaKadosh says that when Levi was born, his mother said, Hapam yilove ishi elai. Now my husband is going to be deeply attached to me, very attached to me. So the pshat is because she filled her quota. Four mothers, 12 kids. She had 3 kids. She filled her quota. The Zohar HaKadosh says, why does she use that word, the love, which means dveikus? The Zohar HaKadosh says, because Levi is mi sitra de niguna. The Leviim are song and music, and there's nothing that leads to dveikus like song and music. So the Iker Hanegina is from the side of Levi, which is the left side. Ki ikar bechinas hanigun maschil mebechinas koil hasheni, because Rav Nosson Zal says the real composition of a song begins from the second koil, not that first koil. That koil, what was the first koil? Koil yosher. It's the second one, which is called the koil choizer. Shehu bechinas koil hachoizer. V'shom maschil ikar habirur shetzrichen levarer hatoiv min hara. And that's where the real composition of the music. That's where it all really starts happening, the process of separating the good from the bad, the notes, the musical notes which you want to include in the song and those which you're rejecting. Shezeu b'chinas asora mina negina. This is the concept of these 10 types of song. Sheheim mevararin hatoiv min hara, which are composed through a process of separating the good from the bad. Ruach toiva min ruach necheya. The good ruach from the non-good ruach. That's how we comprise songs. In any song, any musical instrument, you're selecting certain notes and skipping certain notes all along the way. And you're going up and down, whatever instrument it is, the guitar, the keyboard, whatever you're using. Kize yodua. Because it's known, she'ikar achizas haklipois vasitrachra, shemehem kol ha'avoimus chasesholom, humi sitra the smaller. It's known that the place where the forces of Tuma, the klipa sitrachra, draw their energy from, is, and they are the ones who cause all sins, is from the left side. Shehu b'chinas hadin, which is midas hadin. Shemishom mishtal shel chiyusam kiyadua. That is where the other side draws its energy, its life, its power from the left side. Ukemevur b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbi Nachman explains this in chapter 72 in Likutei Moran. Sheikar achizas kol hayitzrim roim shel kol b'nei adam sheboilam. Sheyeshbem shinuyim rabim, that the main place from which all the different yetzaharas in the world, and Rabbeinu Zal says there's a lot of different, they come in 36 flavors, cherry, vanilla, strawberry, mint, there's a billion different kinds of yetzaharas. The main place where all of those yetzaharas, which have all of this diversification, the ikra achizas kulam hum bebechinas din, the place where they are all connected to is Din, kemavur sham b'makaymoy, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 72 in Likutei Moran, ayin sham, look over there. Ubechinas hadin ze bechinas koil choizer kanal, and din is represented by that koil choizer, the echo. The echo is din. Koil yosher, when things are going yashar, when things are going good for a person, I say everything is, it's beseder. It's beseder or kisseder, means that things are going well. When things are not going well, we say, you're lo beseder. It's not kisseder. Out of order, that kind of thing. So the straight order, the koil yosho, which we said is a koil that's going from A to Z, that's chesed. Koil choizer is always a bechinas of midas hadin. We gave the example yesterday when the Arizal explains how the four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei relate to each one of the 12 months. The months that represent chesed, like Nisan, is yosher, is yud kei vav kei. The tziruf for Nisan is yismechu hashamayim v'sogel horetz, which is yud kei vav kei. The months which represent midas hadin, tamuz of, there you have yud kei vav kei in reverse order. It's the opposite. It's hey yud, hey vav, or different variations of it, which represent midas hadin. So here also, in music, in sound, the koil yosho represents chesed, the koil choizeh represents midas hadin. Ubozeh mevur heitev mashikosav Rabbeinu Zal ba'toyra choysam b'toy choysam. And with this introduction, we'll be able to understand better what Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 22 in Likutei Moran, mashigilo sham soid nifla v'noira. How Rabbeinu Zal there revealed an incredible secret, mahu inyan koil havora, what this concept of an echo is all about. What's that all about? Why did Hashem create that? You know, that you have this concept of an echo. Ubir shom, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 22 in Likutei Moran, she'inyan koil havora, shehu koil hachoizer, that this concept of what the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah calls koil havora, which is also referred to in Sforim as koil choizer, hu bechinas koil ho'avoinois. That's the sound of our sins. Shetzoyakim keneged ho'odom, which scream at a person. They stand opposite the person and they're yelling at him. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this, that there's the Koil Yoshar from our mitzvahs Maisim Toivim, and there's the Koil Choizer that's generated by our sins, by our things. Kikisha Odom Misoira Lashem Yisborach. Because when a Jew becomes inspired to want to serve Hashem, Umoitzi Koil Digdusha, and he gives forth a koil of holiness, whether it's in learning Torah, whether it's in tefillah, whether it's in singing, azai takef misoirim kenegdoi haklipois shenivru alidei avinoisa. Then the other side wakes up, the other side, which was created by that person's sins, all the bad things he did. When this guy suddenly becomes inspired to want to become religious or more religious, all of his averis wake up and say, hey, buddy, hold it. Where were you going? Where are you going? And they start yelling, screaming across him, opposite him, to try to push him back. That's this concept of an echo, a sound that comes back at you. Ayin Sham, look over there in Torah Chav Beis, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this very well. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there, this is what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, page 27, Hatokeya beboer, that if a Baal Tokeya is standing inside a ditch, if the one who's going to be blowing shofar is standing inside a ditch, and he blows the shofar there, and because he's standing in such a tight enclosure, the sound of the shofar is bouncing off the walls. So you hear different sounds. So the Mishnah says over there, Im koil shofar shama, if someone who's standing outside that boer hears a sound, if what they're hearing is the actual sound of the shofar, the koil yoshar, yotza, then they fulfill the mitzvah of listening to the shofar. Vim koil havora shama, but if what they heard was the echo, lo yotza, they have not fulfilled the mitzvah of shofar. Ayin sham, look over there in Masecht Rosh Hashanah, look in Likutei Moran, chapter 22, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. Hainu kanal. This fits in with what we're learning here. Ki koil hachoizer shu koil havora, because this echo, b'shoroshoi nimshach mebechinas hadin, shu bechinas koil hachoizer anal. That, in its place of origin, at its spiritual origin, it's coming from a place of din. U'mishom mishtalshel achizas kol haye, because we know that chesed is always a concept of openness. The pasuk says, "Poiseach es yodecha u'masbir lechol chay ritzon." When Hashem is giving, it means the door is wide open. Din, midas hadin, is always a concept of closed, tzimtzum, constriction. So here again, that koil yoshar is a concept of chesed, a sound that's going out, nothing blocking it, nothing. Koil choizer means that it crashed into some kind of a wall, that there was a barrier, there was a tzimtzum, and the sound, that echo is being generated by the tzimtzum. It's not koil chayzer, it's not that original sound, it's a sound that's being generated by the walls, by the tzimtzum. Therefore, it's an aspect of din. U'mishom mishtal shel achizas kol hayitzrim roim. And that is also the source from which spiral down all the different yetzaharas, which are also an aspect of din. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Yitzra, in Aramaic, we call the Yitzra Yitzra Bisha. The word Yitzra is Bigematria Eish. And we know Eish always stands for Din, Midas Adin. Sheheim Klal Hu Avoynes Chasashon. And they represent all the sins, the Yitzharas. V'al Kein, and therefore, Lemato, down below on earth, Eitzel Ho'odom Hagashmi, when we get down to dealing with human beings, koil havoro hu bechinas koil avoinois mamish. The echo down here is the sound of our sins, literally, shema'oirin kenegdoi, which are coming back at us like. They're being activated to oppose us. Ki achizosom Mikoil hachoizer hoelyoin, because they are connected spiritually upstairs to the koil hachoizer shehu bechinas din, which is midas hadin shemishom achizosom. That's where they draw their energy from. Nimtza, we see therefore, She Iker Achizas Hayetzer Hora Vaklipois, Shehu Klal Kol Hatayvois, Vahamidois Rois, Vahola Avoinois Kulam Rahmor Islan, Iker Achizosom, whom the Bechinas Koil Achoizerna. So Rav Nosson says, we conclude so far that the main connection of the Yetzirah and the Klipois, who represent all the Taivis Rois and Midois Rois and sins of this world, the main place where they draw their energy from is the Koil HaChoizer, Shehu Bechinas Din. V'al Kein Hanegino Maschil Mishom. And this is why song has to start from there. You know why? Kishom Maschil Iker Habirur. Shetzrichen Levarer Toiv Meira, Shehu Bechinas Asora Min Enegina. Because that's where the whole process begins of separating good from bad. Negina is a process of separating good from bad. It's a concept of birurim. Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in a few chapters in Likutei Moran, in Torah Nun Daled, other places, that negina is a whole process of birur, of toiv from ra. So Rabbeinu Zal says, in order to have that, you must have toiv and ra. And we're only up to ra after we have two. We have the koil yoshor, which is like the beginning, and it's only once we have that second koil, which is the koil choizer, which is midas adin, now we have two, now we're in a position already to select, and each one of the two has billions of variations, so we're going to select from column A, one from column A, one from column B, one from, you know, from all the different things. Paragraph Yutes, Ki Iker HaBechira, Rav Nosson Zal here is talking about deep concepts. This isn't standard Likutei Halachos. Every place of Likutei Halachos is a little bit different. Here in this particular halacha, he's given us a few different variations. You know, started off a little easy, and now he moved into this topic of Negina and Koil, for a reason. You know, we're going to come back to our topic, which is the concept of marriage, where we speak about who a Jew is allowed to marry, that a Kohen is allowed to marry Levi Yisrael, and vice versa, but not allowed to marry certain women that are negative, and if the child follows the father or the mother. That was our original question. Rav Nosson Zal is going to come back to that. He left all of that to give us all kinds of building blocks that are going to help us understand, you know, the concept that we want. Because the main concept of choice, choosing, selection, starts only from the koil choizer. Kishom ikar habechira. That's where the real choice takes place. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki basora mamoro is nivra olam. We know that Hashem created the world with 10 statements. Kama shekosu, as the pasuk says, bedvar Hashem shamayim naasu uberuach piv kol tzivon. That shamayim and everything was created with the dvar Hashem, with the ruach piv. Dvar Hashem veruach piv zebechinas koilois vediburim. The dvar Hashem and the ruach piv is sounds and words, sheklulim basora mine negina, which are all included under the umbrella of the 10 types of song, shebohem nivru kol ha'olamos, with which all the worlds were created. When we say that the world was created with 10 statements of creation, another way of saying that is that the world was created with the asora mine negina. It's the Asura Mamorois, it's the Aseres Hadibrois, which are the 10 types of song. The Ikra Chizas Hayetzohoro, Humi Bechinas Kfirois, Vapikursis, Vemunus Kuzvius, Kemavura Bediv Rabbeinus Al Kamapomim. We know that the main base for the Yetzohoro, not the Yetzohoro, all the different types of Yetzohoro, is all coming from lack of Emuna. Kfira, apikursis, false emunas, all the different versions of lack of emuna. As Rabbeinu Zal says many times, Shehayetzahara, Nikra, Kelacher, Kfiris. The Yetzirah is called idol, kfira, denial. Why? Ki ikar klolius ha-Torah v'amitzvos tluyim be'emuna. Because we know Judaism, Torah, mitzvahs, is all based on emuna. Kama Yisham Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says, Makkos, page 24, bo chavakuk, that Chavakuk Hanavi came along and he shrank the Torah to its most basic element. That the whole Torah is included in one thing. The tzaddik be'emunosoi yichye. That a tzaddik lives with emunah. What do you mean emunah? What about tefillin? What about tzitzis? What about... It's all emunah. Ukamay shekosav, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, kol mitzvoisecho emunah. All of the mitzvois are emunah. So that's the side of Kedusha. That's the side of good. V'chein lehefech, and the other side, the opposite side, ikar hayetzahara, v'hataivois, v'haveiros chasashon, hein b'chines pigam huemuna. When we talk about yetzahara, when we talk about evil desires, when we talk about sins, it's all related to lack of emuna, or a deficiency, or defective emuna. B'chines kelacher, kfiris, Shenikra Hayetzahara, which is one of the nicknames of the Yetzahara. V'ikr achizas hakfirois, shehu hayetzahara, hu mebechinas koil hachoizranal. And as we said earlier, where's the Yetzahara plugged in? Where's the kfira, the lack of emuna coming from? From the left side, which is the koil hachoizranal. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain it. Till now it's voodoo. Now he's going to get down to clarifying. Ki im, listen to these words. Ki im hoyu hakoil shoimim es hakoil hayosher biatzmai. Because if all of mankind would hear the sound of Hashem's voice, they would hear Hashem speaking to us. That koil yosher, shehu koil Hashem biatzmai, which is the voice of Hashem himself. Sheboraboy kol ha'ilomos kulam, with which he created all the worlds. Remember, bidvar Hashem shamayim nasu. So he created everything with his koil. Va'adayin hu mechaye boy kol ha'ilomos kulam. Until today, he continues to keep all the worlds going. He maintains all of the worlds. Ki dvorov choyim v'kayomim lo'ad. We say it every day. That Hashem's words are permanent. The sound of Hashem's voice hasn't stopped. It's still going all the time. That's the battery. That's what's keeping the world, all the different worlds going. We say, Dvorov choyim v'kayomim lo'ad. Kamo shekosav, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya chapter 40, Udvar Elokeinu yokum li'olam. The word of Hashem is established permanently. It is eternal. Which means, listen to Shehakoilois v'hadiburim, Shebohem boro shamayim voretz v'cholo ilamois, the sounds and the words which Hashem used to create heaven and earth and all of the worlds, heim choyim v'kayomim gam achshav. They are still alive and well and kicking. Those words are still booming till today. The koiloi loy nifsak adayin. The sound of Hashem's voice hasn't stopped. Because if it would stop, the worlds would stop. That's what created the worlds. That's what's keeping them going. When you turn on a computer or something, you turn it on and bzzz starts buzzing and going. And again, as long as it's on, as long as that flow of electricity is going, it's functioning. The second somebody pulls the plug or the flow stops, the whole computer stops. It's the same thing with the whole creation. Ve'mechayin gamato kol ha'olamo iskulam. And it's the coil of Hashem that continues today to give chiyus to all of the worlds. Ukemuva b'shem ha'Baal Shem Tov Zal, as is brought in the Sfarim of the Baal Shem Tov. Ve'ilu hoyu ha'koil zoichem lishmoya es ha'koil hazeh. And if all of mankind were privileged to hear this, if we could hear Hashem's sound going, shel Hashem yisborach, sheboi bora es oilam, with which he created the world, boi mekayim es oilam, and he keeps the world going, bevadai lo yhoyo shum bechira klal. then man would not have any choice. It would be a no-brainer. Everyone would know, Me'achar sha'koil ha'yu royim v'shoymim shehu yisporach bi'atzmo yimechai yisrael b'ruach piv. Since everybody would be fully aware, totally aware, that Hashem created and continues to give life to all the worlds. So it wouldn't be an issue, are we going to listen to Hashem? Are we going to deny Hashem or accept Hashem? It would be a no-brainer. Aval be'emes, however, the truth is, Ze hakol bi'etzem, this special sound, this sound of Hashem's voice, shubichinas kol hayosher hanal, yefshir lishmoya. It is impossible to hear that sound. Ki im hayu shoymin koloi, because if any human being would hear that sound, hayu betelim bametzius, it would blow us away completely. We would become blown away. Ki afilu b'shas matan Torah, because even when Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai, shohu Yisrael mezukokim ma'oid b'madrega gavoya ma'oid, when the Jews had reached an incredible, incredible high level of purity, they were super, super, super pure. They had Moshe Rabbeinu on their team, and they went through 3 days of purification, plus, 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 plus. They went through all the purification that they went through in the big mikveh called Mitzrayim, Egypt, all the purification they went through there. Amru, what did they say? Kimi kol bosor asher shoma elokim chayim. Which human being ever heard the voice of Hashem and lived through it? If we continue to hear the sound of Hashem's voice, we're going to be dead. And therefore, it is generally impossible for mankind or for the world to hear that koil yoshar itself. And therefore, v'ikr b'chinas hasogas hakoilois sheshoimim migdulosoi velkusis borshmoi, what we do hear, and our perception of Hashem and everything, hu mibchinas koil hachoizer, is only from a watered-down version of that koil yoshar, which is the koil choizer, the echo, shehu b'chinas yira, the din. That's the concept of yira, midas hadin. Bebchinas, as the pasuk says, Hashem shomati shemacho, Hashem, I heard you, I heard your hearings, yoresi, I was filled with fear. What does that tell us? That tells us that what I heard was coming from the left side, from yira, not from ahava, not from the right side. It wasn't kol yosher. That's why the Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Bereshis, the opening word of creation, is the word Beyiras and the letter Shin. Shin is Hashem's name Elokim, the Miloy of Elokim. If you take Hashem's name Elokim and you fill out the letters, Aleph spelled Aleph Lamed Pei, Lamed spelled Lamed Mem Dalet, the word Elokim spell is Bigamatria 300. So the word Bereshis is Beyiras Elokim. And we know the Gemara says, Bereshis bara Elokim es Hashem Haaretz. In the beginning, Elokim created heaven and earth. The world was created with Elokim, with Midas Hadin. So Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here that what we are hearing, what Hashem used originally to create the world, and what we are hearing till today, is especially that Koil Choizer. Because the Koil Yosher we could never handle. It would be way, way too high for us. And this is the whole concept of why we have free choice in this world. As a result of the fact that our whole connection to Hashem, our ability to hear about the greatness of Hashem, is coming from the Koil Choizer, Al Kain Yesh Bechira. That's what makes it that there's a choice. Kimi shehu chacham emes, a person who's really, really smart, mate daito eloh emes, he focuses on the truth. He realizes the truth. kemoi avoy soilam, like our forefathers, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, shehitu oznom el hoemes, they turned their ears to the truth, at shezochu lahovin meheichon nimshach bechina zeh akol achozer, to the point where they came to the realization of where that koil choizer is coming from. Ad sheheisigu vehevinu shezeh hakoil hachoizer ein loy metzius bietzem, they came to recognize and realize that the koil choizer is not an entity on its own, it's not a reality of its own. Rak ikru hu koil hayosher shenimshach mimenu yisborach, but rather, the most important thing, the real thing, is the koil yosher that comes directly from Hashem. That's reality. Rak machmas shehimshicho yehu yizborach letoich mechitzas tatzimtzum arishon. However, because of the fact that Hashem sent his koil into that original tzimtzum, Hashem had to send that koil yosher into some kind of a tzimtzum, into some kind of a constriction, into some kind of walls. Al kein yotzo hakoil kaviyochel bebechinas hako letoich bechinas mechitzas hatzimtzum. That's why the voice of Hashem came out on a rebound, like hako means like bouncing off. Within those barriers, within those walls of that tzimtzum, nishma koil hachoizer hazeh, and as a result of that, what we hear in this world and in all the worlds, what we end up hearing is not the original koil of Hashem, but rather what we hear is the koil choizer, the echo, shehu bechinas hadin, which is an aspect of midas hadin, avol be'emes. But in reality, hey, where did that koil choizer come from? Be'emes, ikur hu koil yosher. The main thing is obviously the koil yosher. It started off as koil yosher. Kize lahavdil. A person's playing basketball. We know in basketball there's two ways to shoot the ball into the basket. There's a couple of ways, but two of the most basic ways, there's a straight shot, where you take a shot from whatever angle you are on the court, and you shoot it directly into that rim. You shoot it on an arc, and it goes right into that rim. Sometimes it swishes, sometimes it don't. And then there's the famous bank shot, where people who are good at basketball, they know, depending on the angle they are on, sometimes they know that they can't, or it's much more difficult to go straight for the rim, so they use the backboard. They'll aim the ball, they'll throw the ball to the backboard, not to the rim at all. But they're throwing it on an angle where they know the backboard doesn't have anything to hold on to the ball, so the ball's simply going to strike against the backboard, and because the angle that it's on, it's going to go the other way, right into that rim. So now when a person sees, when they see a guy take a bank shot and it goes into the thing, they don't give credit to the backboard. They don't say that the team had 30 points, the backboard has 2 points, and because we know the backboard didn't throw the ball. Even though the ball went from the backboard into the backboard didn't put it into the rim. It's the guy who threw it. That's the koil yosher. The one who threw it, the one who turned it on, who started that thing, that's the reality. Because it bumped into a certain wall, it came in contact with a certain tzimtzum, so again, it's not going in the direction that he threw it. If you want to be honest, he threw it over there. And the rim was not there. So why in the world are you giving him credit? Because that's the way it works. That's how the Kol Yosher and Kol Chozer work. It works that if you know how to work with both of them, as a result of throwing it over there, the echo, the rebound, the second move is going to be in the other direction. Kizeh Kol HaChozer Ein Loi Shum Metzius. Because that Kol Chozer has nothing, it is nothing of its own. Rakshahu hachzoras koil hayosher biatzmoy. It's simply the bouncing back of the koil yosher. An echo is not, it's not, you put a tuning fork, it's nothing. It's simply the bouncing off, that koil yosher bouncing off. V'alkein dibku atzmom rak lebechinas koil hayosher. Therefore, Avram Yitzchok Yaakov and all the tzaddikim, they didn't cling to the backboard, they clung to the shooter. They didn't go, they didn't get involved, they didn't get sidetracked by the koil choizer. they always remembered who the Kol Yosher was. They remembered where everything really originates from. They saw the sun, the moon. They weren't impressed. The sun, wow, very impressive, such a huge light. And everyone else is bowing down to it. They say, you guys are nuts. That ain't where it's coming from. It's receiving from somewhere else. There's a G-O-D, there's a Hashem who's bank shouting. He's feeding light into the sun, and via the sun, it's coming down to us. Shehu bechinas etzem chiyusa yisporach hamelubosh b'chol hoylamos. This Kol Yosher is the essence. That's the life force of Hashem, which is cloaked in all the different worlds. V'chibru v'yichadu yachad bechinas kol achoizer in bechinas kol ayosher. And the tzaddikim, all the tzaddikim, they connected the two. They always took that kol choizer, they didn't look at it as an entity unto its own. They always plugged it into its source, the kol yosher, Tashem. V'yideze hifridu kol achizas hadin v'haklipois shehem hakfirois hanechosen b'kol achoizer. And as a result of that, they were able to defeat and eliminate the klipos and the forces of din and the kfira that normally attaches itself to the kol choizer. When can it attach itself to the kol choizer? When you respect the kol choizer as an entity on its own. If you look at the kol choizer, the sun or the moon, as an entity onto its own, then the Sitrachra says, this is G-O-D, this is everything, and you know, and solar systems and solar panels, and that's what's running my house. It's the solar panels. It ain't Hashem. Hashem is in the Himalayas. Hashem is with the nuts, the guys who eat the natural fruits. That Hashem, religion is for them. I'm a normal, healthy, rational, 25th century person. I know that what's running the world is solar panels and nuclear energy. That's what's running the world. It's Kol Choizer. But the minute a person doesn't make that mistake, they don't consider the Kol Choizer an entity on its own. They know that that's Kol Yosher, that's Hashem. They connect it to Hashem. Now, the atheism and the apikursis cannot attach itself to that anymore. There is none of that. Al yidei sheyodu veheminu shekol hachoizer ein loy shum metzias b'fnei atzmoy chas shom. By the fact that these tzaddikim realize that the kol choizer has no existence at all whatsoever of its own, raku hachzoras kol hayosher b'atzmoy. It's simply an echo, a result of what's coming from that kol yosher. Avol ho'apikursim v'hakoyfrim. Whereas those people who deny Hashem, who don't believe in Hashem, einom matim daitom el hoemes. They're not willing to focus, to turn their brains to the truth. Ve'einom roitzim lishmoya kiim bechinas hakoil hachoizer biatzmoy. They don't want to hear no religion. They only want to hear koil choizer. Science, scientists say, science says, nature, so all of those substitutes for Hashem. They're using all those substitute words, which are all this koil choizer. They're putting it all there. Ki einom matim daitom klal lahamin veleda tchilas shoyresh metzias hakoil vachius hamechaya kol olam skulam. They are not willing to pay attention whatsoever and to believe in and to realize the beginning, where all of this really starts from, the koil and the chius that's giving sustenance to all the worlds, which is Hashem. Because this is the style, this is the path of all of these thinkers and scientists and philosophers who don't believe in Hashem. Shemachakrim chakirois gedoilois. They study, they delve very deeply, deep. They analyze, very analytical, and chochmois rabois bechol inyone habriya, regarding every aspect of creation. Kegoin, for example, b'mahus v'tavnis shel kol protei hadoimim tzomeach haimedaber. They study every aspect, the quality and the quantity and the size and the structure of all details of creation, of inanimate objects and plants and animals and everything. U'b'chol ha'arba yesoidois, and the four basic elements, fire, water, earth, and air. Mahu hakoyach shel kol echod v'echod. What power does each and every one of these have? Fire has this power. You know, they study it and they delve into it and they analyze it and they write billions of pages of knowledge, information about it. Va'arichas evrehem, and the organization of their organs when they study anatomy of animals or human beings. V'chol prote koichoiseyem uskuloiseyem rufoiseyem, and all the details, what the properties are of blood, of plasma, of this, what it's made up of, red blood cells, white blood cells, platelets, all millions, billions of details and everything, urefoiseihem, and their powers to cure and heal, v'shar kol ha-chochmois, and all of this chochmois, v'chein b'mahus ha-koil, and also when they study sound, mahu ha-koil, they analyze what is sound, there's sound waves, and all the study, again, thousands, millions of pages written by today, you know, explaining how sound waves work. And look what we have today, fibernetics and schmibernetics and cell phones and this, and, you know, things that you never imagine, your wildest dream. Under the ocean now, myself, and I'm yelling at my mother-in-law, and it's going under the ocean through the fishies, it's going into my mother-in-law's ear, and she's exploding because I called her a this and that. And all of this, not, you know, this wisdom and knowledge of how all of these sound waves work and everything, v'chol prote chiluke hakoilois v'erchem v'tzrufeim, and all the different details and aspect of the different types of sound and their strength and how they combine, v'eich lasois kelim l'chavein bohem koilois hanagina, and how to create musical instruments, you know, to generate the different sounds. Look at what we have today. Person walks into a stadium. You can walk into a stadium, and you have one guy standing at a keyboard, and somebody, but he's behind the curtain, nobody sees, and he starts playing the keyboard, and yes, somebody in the stadium, how much of a piece orchestra do you think is down there? Guy says, there must be 600 guys down there. Then they pull the curtain, you see one guy standing behind, but not behind a keyboard, a disc jockey. He ain't even touching a keyboard. He just pushed one button, and you hear 6 million instruments going and everything, as if there were a whole major orchestra there. That's how much technology, that's how much Hashem has put wisdom into the world today, you know, to be able to do these things. Avol, but kol chakirosam v'chochmosam hu hakoil b'inyonei ho'olam hazeh ho'over keherefayin. All of this study, all of these millions of pages and everything is all limited. It stops in this physical world, in the materialistic physical world, ho'over keherefayin, which passes by like the blink of an eye. Because this genius invented an instrument which allows us to see from far, a telescope, electronic telescopes, they can see the moon, they can see stars, they can see all. And another guy invented a keli by which you can hear far away. Today they have security cameras, surveillance, where you can be in Eretz Yisrael and they can have cameras, a video camera, in Uman, in Ukraine, 3,000 miles, you know, where, across the world, and a guy's sitting in his room and he hears every word that's being said in a room across the world better than they hear it in that room. A person standing 3 feet away from the guy who's talking can't hear him because he's whispering, and because with the technology, we can raise the volume, we can hear him 6,000 miles away more clearly than guys in the same room. And Rav Nosson Zal says, Uma Yisroin La'odom Bekol Zeh. What is the benefit for mankind from all of this? Uma Yisa Mikol Amoloi Sheyamol Bozeh La'olam Hanitzchi. What's going to be produced from this? What result is going to come from all of this regarding the eternal world? Not regarding life in this materialistic world. How is this going to affect what happens right after we hit the grave, when we go into that other place called Netzach, eternity? Ki ba'olam hazeh yechoyim, listen to this. Ki ba'olam hazeh yechoyim lichyos chayim toivim b'li yediyas hakelim halolu. Because in this world, a person could live a perfect, happy, healthy life without knowing, without ever having touched a telescope, and without knowing how a telescope works, and without having a cell phone. A person could live mamish, a perfect, comfortable, pleasant life. As all the previous generations lived and didn't know. They didn't have telescopes. They didn't have cell phones then, and they didn't. Vigam achshav, and even now, Rav Nosson Zal says, Roiv ha'olam einem yoidem mehem klal. The majority of the world, again, in China, what do we have, 6 billion people, you know? Most of those Chinese guys who are growing rice, fried rice and boiled rice, they don't know what a cell phone, what? Telescope what? They don't know from all of this stuff. V'chayim chayim toivim yoiser, and they live a better life mehachachonim shechokru v'mtziu kelim chadoshim alolu than the scientist who designed this thing, the fibernetics and the this. Kirubam, because most of the scientists, most of the inventors, hoyolehem mapolo gedoyla, most of them ended up being destroyed by their own inventions. Whether it was electricity, whether it was nuclear, whether it was guns, most of the guys who invented those things ended up being destroyed by those things. Kimavur b'mokam acher, as is discussed in Chaim Aran, chapter 194. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Ve'ein laharich bozer, I don't want to elaborate further on this. Lemi sheyesh loy sechel amiti kolshehu. For anybody who's got a little bit of brains, to realize she'ein shum tachlis amiti yoytzei mechochmosam, that there is no real eternal purpose. There's no real permanent purpose to all of this stuff, to the cell phone, the inventions, all of this stuff. Me'achar shekol chachmasam hu be'inyonim gashmiim shel zeh olam. Because of the fact that all of this knowledge and wisdom is all limited to materialism, to materialistic things of this physical, temporary world. V'chol ha'olam u'maloyoy hu hevel v'orik. And we know that this big, big, huge materialistic world is all nonsense. Ve'ein yisroin lo'odom mikol amoloy shi'amol tachas ha'shemesh. As Shlomo HaMelech said, everything you're going to do, begashmias, what's going to come? Let's go into a cemetery. Let's see where all of those factories and those scientists and let's see where all of that is, where all of that took the person. V'loy tizba ayin lirois, v'loy timole ho'oizen mishmoya, afilu b'chush horu'us v'ashema ha'poshut sh'yesh l'chol odom. And the eye cannot see, the human eye cannot see, the ear cannot hear everything that there is to see and hear. Ki yesh l'odom kas u'machoivois harbe mechush horu'os. Because people in this world have anger and pain and suffering from things that they see. People read, we're so lucky today. We have newspapers coming out every day. And again, we went paper free. We have it on the, I have it on my phone. I can get the whole newspaper. And I read the newspaper and then I want to die. I want to go back into bed. Why would I want to get out? After reading what I saw here, after knowing what's going on in Manchuria and here and right next door to me, the best thing I could possibly do is drop dead. That's the best thing. This is where we've advanced. We're so lucky. We have all of these advancements and everything. Rab Nosson Zal writes, because a person has anger and pain and everything from what they see. And the things that are in human nature. Person thinks, well, if I'll be able to see more, if I have, you know, our vision is limited to so much, if I'll be able to see what's good. Till 200 years ago, a guy was lucky if he saw everything that went on in his own neighborhood. But today, I can see what's going on in Bali, I can see what's going on in the Caribbean islands and everything. And as a result of that, this causes people to have all kinds of desires for all kinds of excesses that they never had before because they never knew it existed even. You didn't know about it. But today you can see everything. Our kids get on their little toys and they see everything. And they want the monkey see, monkey do. They want to see it, they want to have it. Horoitzim lahatridoi min oilam chas shom, which want to take the person right out of the world, chas shom. Mikolshkein. So now Rav Nosson says, that's just what the regular human eye can see. You know, as we suffer, we have enough problems with what our own eyes can see without all of this technology. And the eye sees and the heart desires and all the tzaras we have from that. Mikolshkein, she'ein tzorech l'chapeis oydach ha'kelim chadoshim. How much more so it makes sense that I don't have to look for new tools with all the tricks of this materialistic world, which are all about, what are all of those tools about? The people, all of these companies, all of these scientists, we look at them as being such great people. They're such intellectuals, they're such wonderful people. Rabbanu says, you know what they are? They're guys who are interested in money and self-glorification and other tithes, and steak and shrimp and other trash. That's what they are. They're people in 99% of cases who are doing it purely for Olam Hazeh. What if they don't believe in Hashem, if they don't believe in the, then what's it all about? It's all about money and glory, money and self-glory and other tithes. Ki kol kavonas hachachomim shechoikrim b'kol zeh, because the whole intention of all of these smart people, Harvard, Yale, Shmegegi, all of the Sorbonne, all of these institutes of highest learning, what's the intention? What's the goal of all of that? Hakol hu be'inyonei olam hazeh. It's all about this physical, materialistic world. U'bishvil olam hazeh. And it's all limited only to this physical world. Laharbois kvoidoi u'shmoi. It's all about me becoming more famous, more people knowing about me, and me making more money, and other things like that, kiyadua leboki bohem, as is known to any person who studies this, who analyzes what's it all really about. What is it really all about? Here again, a person goes to this university to be able to have a plaque in his office saying, I am a graduate of this. And any person that walks into the room and sees that says, whoa, he's not a regular human being. He ain't you know who he is? You know where he studied? Ve'ein ish soma leiv, losum kol daita veliboy, ledabek atzmoy bo'er hachayim. And none of these people, it doesn't occur to any of these people to think about attaching themselves to the source of life. Lachshov al tachlisoy v'soyfoy anitzchi, to think about what's really the future, what's really up ahead. V'soyf kol soyf mayyiminu, and what's really, what's my real future? All of this is about preparing for your future. Everybody knows. You go to elementary school to prepare for your future, high school. You go to high school to prepare for your future, college. You go to college to prepare for graduate school. You go to graduate school to prepare for medical school. You go to medical school to prepare for your future. What's the future? The future is whether you maybe have another, some people drop dead before they even become doctors. So their future ended right there. And other guys, if they're lucky, they graduate and they get another couple of years in the world, 30 or 50 years, and then what? End up in the same cemetery, and what happens with that future? What happens to that future? Shezeu b'chinas kedushas Yisrael shekibalnu me'avoseinu akdoshim. And this is what we're referring to here is the holiness of the Jewish nation, which we received from our holy forefathers. Shezeh b'chinas ha-Torah k'doshah, which is our holy Torah. Shehi ikar ha-chochma ha-amitiyas v'anitzchiyas, which is the true eternal chochma. Shekol chochma seinu hu lekayim es kol devri ha-Torah zois. Where what's the focus of all of our chochma? To be zoicha, to fulfill what it says in that Torah, kedei liskois l'chaim nitzchiim, and thereby be zeichet to eternal life, latoiv hanitzchi, to the ultimate good, la'olam shekuloi oruch v'toiv, to the world which is eternal, and it's wall-to-wall goodness. V'rak zehu nikro chochmo bemes, and therefore, this is the real chochma. The other stuff is for kids. The other stuff, they call it chachma. But the real, real chachma is to figure out what you're going to do. Not what you're going to do when you finish graduate school, when you finish medical school, when you have three kids and a dog or two dogs. and a Mercedes, what are you going to do after that? What are you going to do after you stop breathing? What are you going to do then? That's the real chachma. We'll hold it over here for now.